Today's episode, The Sweet Story of Baxter Honey. There are many things in the Eastern Sierra that are considered institutions. The Mount Whitney Fish Hatchery, Mammoth Mountain Ski Area, and Keel Hot Springs, to name just a few. There's one item that enters my mind when I think about things that seem to have been around forever here along El Camino Sierra. Reflecting upon my own childhood memories, I can vividly recall the simple glass jar with its magical amber contents displayed alluringly on the shelves of various stores from Lone Pine to Lee Vining when I was a child. The first batch of Baxter honey was produced by Independence pioneer John Baxter in 1875. John already operated a fairly extensive ranching operation just north of Independence and decided to expand his agricultural base by raising bees and producing honey. The equipment needed was pretty expensive, so John decided he would build it himself. He made the beehives in his own shipping boxes. He named his new company Hidden Valley Honey and did quite well selling honey to the local populace. In 1919, John Baxter passed away. His sons Clifford and Harold and daughter Jenny kept a few bees, but all were pretty busy with their own endeavors. Clifford, when not busy with his dental practice in Independence, was able to produce enough honey with his bees to sell small amounts to his friends and neighbors. Harold's son Philip entered the honey business in the late 1930s, and his production grew quickly. When Philip went off to World War II, his younger brother John took over the business. When Philip returned from the war, the Baxter boys bought an extractor which enabled them to double their production of pure honey. The business continued to grow, and the demand for the Baxter's pure honey kept Philip and John extremely busy. They produced buckwheat, clover, wildflower, and orange honey, and in some years, locust honey. In the fall, the bees would produce honey from rabbit brush. Though not suitable for human consumption, the bees lived on it during the winter. Around 1990, Philip's son David took over the business, and he continued to make improvements, adding a forklift, which saved a lot of manual labor, loading the heavy beehives onto the truck previously by hand. The Baxter family is still producing their magical elixir here in Independence, now for over 140 years. The family's hard work and dedication have made Baxter honey an enduring commodity here along El Camino Sierra.